Hey, strong ones. Welcome to today's episode. Today is a short, sweet solo episode with me, your host, Anna Willard. And I wanted to do a follow-up from last episode. So if you haven't listened into last week's episode, I talk about how this phrase, love over fear, is either a scapegoat or spiritual bypass of some of our fears. It's really like a denial of some of our fears when we say love over fear. And fear is very healthy. Fear teaches us something within ourselves, and it develops a new skill or gives us the opportunity to develop a new life skill. So with my mind being a strength coach, I always think and go back to the analogy of, you know, the body and strength training within the body. And there's been a lot of times there's been fear within myself of, you know, training within an injury or rehabbing an injury. And I work with a lot of clients who dealt with injuries, you know, mentally, not just physically, but mentally too, and emotionally. And there's a lot of fear going back to those injury sites because of the pain that it has created within our mind. And where I'm going with this is if we don't take that time to like face some of those fears of that pain, we continue to train only our strengths. And we develop, when we train just our strengths, we are creating this like limitation within our body and our mind, even with the mental and emotional things. So we create this limitation within our body because we only are creating strength where we're already strong. And it can only go so far because we always have that weakness that is holding us back. And it could be the fact that, you know, we fear that aspect of ourselves and we don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to look at it. We don't want to explore what that is going to teach us because that sometimes requires some type of transformation within ourselves. So when we just train our strengths, we develop rigidity within our body and our mind because it's just a continuous, you know, pattern of the same thing. You know, if I, you know, I'm genetically gifted with, you know, strong biceps. If you see me working out online or in person, I just have been very gifted with, you know, big biceps. And if I just train my biceps, you know, not only will I just have bigger biceps, but I'm giving myself a limitation because I'm not really strengthening my back and et cetera. So if we just train where we're strong, we're denying other parts of our body that could be strong as well. So we create rigidity, we create limitations. Again, using the analogy of biceps, if I just train biceps or one part of my body, it creates rigidity throughout it. And then we literally are training our body into a cage almost because of this limitations and rigidity. And so when we don't face our fears within the physical and the mental, we, you know, encage ourselves. We encage our thoughts, we encage our body. And so this is why it's really important to face our fears, either it be an injury. And again, my mind goes to the analogy of an injury because our brain processes pain similar to the physical within the mental and the emotional. So when we have an injury within the physical, our brain doesn't want to go there because of all the pain that it had, that it, you know, associates that area with. So when we train fear, when we allow fear to teach us, it really teaches us how to slow down in life. Because when we train our weakness to our strength, it requires us to learn how to breathe through it, how to take things slow, and then how to be gentle with ourselves. And sometimes these three things do not feel strong at all. That's why we love training where we're already strong, right? It feels like we're strong. But when we train our weakness and we, you know, face our fears through that weakness, we really have to slow down and allow it to teach us something. And the beauty about training our weakness, whether if that's a weakness in, you know, life, with, you know, just how to manage relationships, conversations, how to stand up for yourself, how to not to apologize for yourself, allow other people to take ownership, whatever it may be. When we face those weaknesses, we allow ourselves to develop a new strength, but we have to be open to see it. And then it develops a resiliency to continuously train that aspect of ourself and to be gentle with ourselves within that area. I know for myself and some of the clients that I work with who, you know, have had a lot of injuries or a lot of health aspects, if we don't take it with this gentle approach, we continue to struggle. And so gentle is like one of the biggest things, I think, when we face our fears and acknowledge our weakness. And that's where we develop, you can say, this practice of self-love. Biggest takeaway with this is when we don't face our fears, we train ourselves into a box, physically, mentally, and emotionally. When we face our fears and acknowledge our weakness and the fears around the weakness and the pain that it may cause and bring back up, it develops resiliency, openness, and a new strength. But to get to that new strength, that openness and that resiliency, I find that these three things are so key. Learning how to breathe through it, slowing down, not rushing it, just really slowing down, and then being so gentle with it. It's a very tender spot. Again, when you're doing a rehab exercise, the slower you go, the stronger you become within that range of motion or within that area that has been injured. And same thing with our mind and areas that we hold on to that we have been injured by, either whatever someone has said to us in the past or a painful event that may have happened. These three things of, you know, slowing things down, breathing, and gentleness, I think those are the three things that will help us face our fears and the pain that may bring up when we work through our fears and the weaknesses, the areas that we may be weak within our physical body and within our mind and our spirit. So that's what I have for you guys. A little short, sweet solo episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Big takeaway is when we don't face our fears, we train ourselves into limitation and like rigidity and a box, and we only see life from a certain perspective. But when we take time to breathe into some of our fears, and that may lead to some of our weaknesses, it causes us to slow down and to be gentle with ourselves. So I hope that gives you a little more insight on how to manage our fears and how fears teach us a new life skill and how fear is a very healthy perspective of life. That's what I have for you guys. Blessings on your journey. And next week I have an amazing guest and I'm super honored to have her on the show. So stay tuned for that. And there are some really good things coming your way for October with it being fall. I love the fall. So I'm working on some really fun projects. So stay tuned with that as well. Other than that, I am peacing out. See you next week. Hey, Strong Ones, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I am super excited to invite you to my private Facebook group where we will be able to continue the conversations from these episodes. I'll share you my wisdom and knowledge about the artistic tool, the kettlebell, and other insights on how to live a healthy and whole life. Click the link below. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review with the 5 stars. It'll help grow the show and spread this wisdom and knowledge of how to live a healthy and whole life to other people who may need it as well. Blessings on your journey, and I look forward to connecting to you on Facebook.